college actor, what's your next step? Out of college actor, are you famous yet? Out of college actor, why are you in the doms? Out of college actor, what's your backup? We don't know. Help.
Oh, okay, it started. That's fine. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to episode 12.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
Jeez Louise. It's really early.
It is. It's 9:30 in the morning. Because we've been separated for a week.
We're back.
Yes.
Na, 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 na.
Reunited and it feels so good.
I just realized I never did Meme Monday this past Monday. Oh, I just want to apologize to everyone. But I have one for this coming Monday, so nice. It's okay. It totally slipped my mind. I don't even know how it happened. Oh, man.
Let's check in.
All right. Who should go first? Who went first last time?
I think you went first last time.
All right, it's up to you, Rough Word.
I'll go first. This week has... It's been good. It was kind of long just because I was used to Thanksgiving being in the middle, so it was like a longer week.
Yeah.
So that hurt. But it's been good. We got our keys to our apartment.
Oh!
I cleaned a little bit of it yesterday. And I'm now a WAG dog walker.
Ooh!
In addition to my other job, and I'm also looking at dog daycare and boarding places.
Yeah.
Because I just really miss dogs, and I'm interested in, that kind of business. Yeah. So I want to try to get into that. And, yeah, just been doing rehearsals. And Camille's show opened yesterday.
Woo-woo!
And I saw it last night, and it was really, really good, and he's really funny. And, yeah, I'll be seeing it a bunch of other times more. So good job to... It's the Intrinsic Theater Company that they just moved down... somewhere up north. I think it was Michigan. It was a theater company, and they just moved down to Chicago, so this is their first Chicago show, The Truth About Santa.
That's cool.
And it's at La Buena Theater, which is like the Pride Plays and Films location in Chicago. It's really good.
Woo!
And they play all month, so go see it. It's Christmassy and crazy. How are you doing?
Oh, man. I'm just going. I'm on some meds right now for a sickness that I don't want to have, and I'm just dealing with it. And I started my new job, my December job.
Ooh.
It's so fun. Yeah. The people are super nice. I'm just, packing boxes. I'm shipping your Christmas gifts, Naper Thrillions, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool. I have work today there, too.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, and then I don't know. This week's just been tough. I don't know why. Well, because I didn't feel good, and I didn't know why. I just went to the doctor's on Friday. Mm. So then I was, miserable all week, because I was like, I don't feel good. And then, so I'm just looking forward to the end of the week, and the end of the week involves my family from the East Coast coming to visit us.
Nice.
So, I'm just going to look forward to that. And I'm feeling better now that I'm on the meds. It was just it was rough going there for a while, so. yeah. You were right. This week felt horrendously long.
Yeah. It was painful. Yeah. It was Wednesday and I thought it was Friday. And I was like, why are there still two more days? It hurt.
And now that I have two jobs, it's throwing me off even more.
Oh, yeah. Because
then I'm like... Okay, I'm babysitting this day, and then I have the mail, post office this day, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, how do I have time for all of this? And it's just the week just trudges by.
Yep.
So rough.
Making that money.
Hey. It's true. Good money, as always.
Yeah.
My kids were really good this week, so that was helpful.
That's good. I've, finally found my authoritative voice, and, the kids listen to me, so, mm-hmm. When I yell at them, if they don't listen to me, I make them sit out, and they do, and I'm like, do it. And the kids like to throw snow this week, and after a while, I gave up yelling at these two kids, and then finally, they threw snow, and both got hurt, and, like, it hurt them, and they went, okay, we're not gonna do this anymore, and I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, learning.
Figure it out for yourselves, you dummies.
It's so hard to have a job where you're taking care of kids, because it's just, like, it feels weird to have to, like, discipline somebody else's child.
Yeah, because it's, like, how do you make them listen, or, like, is there a certain way you're supposed to talk to them and stuff like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But that's so tough. I even had the thought of, like, being a parent, like, for some reason, I just get so nervous, like, disciplining kids, because really, there's no way to discipline kids. They just listen to you, and you're, like, bullshitting the entire time. As a parent, how do you do that? Yeah. Like, what discipline? I guess you have more, because you could take away stuff.
Yeah.
There's more punishments there.
I just, like, ugh, a shout out to, like, the single parents, and I shout out to the parents who have many children under the age of 10. Like, my mom had me, my little brother, and my little sister all within a year and a half of each other. So she had, at one point, like, a toddler. Wow. She had, like, a 3-year-old, and then she had, like, a 4-year-old. Wow. And she was in charge of all of us. And my dad was there, too. But, like, during the day, you know, when they were at work, or, like, if one of them had to take care of the other, like, goddamn. I remember us fighting a lot.
That's funny. Yeah, so our topic today is taking on characters and how that how it affects your mentality and mental health.
Yeah.
If it does, if it doesn't, helping with that.
I think it's important because I always thought that kind of thing was bullshit. Like, it's just a character. How can it really affect you? And then, like, you find that one character you really connect with, and you're like, oh, goddamn.
Yeah.
This is so horrible.
Yeah. And I feel like, because when, at least, the way we're taught with acting is that you're, like, it's real, it's what method acting is. It's not the, what they do, like, not what, Daniel Day-Lewis. When you live your character, like, that's a way to do it, but that's not method acting. Method acting is when you're experiencing your real emotions.
Yeah.
Through and incorporate it into your character.
Daniel Day-Lewis is, like, staying in character at all times. Yeah, that's not necessarily method. Did you read about when he was in Lincoln and he would, like, walk around on set and be like, what is that, and point at people's iPhones?
Yeah.
Because
I feel like I've noticed just that, like, when you start to really connect and, like, find those personal things that connect you to your character, it, like, I could feel it physically changing
your face.
In my brain, yes. Like, I feel, like, different pathways being created, and I'm like, I know this is physically affecting me as a human while I'm acting, so, like, I know that there are changes going in me.
I feel like my face changes when I have it. Like, a muscle tingles, or, like, my cheeks feel different. Like, it changes the structure of my own body. Like, it's weird. Not really, but I'd also like to point out, it's really hard. Yeah. I didn't feel like I actually connected to a character that strongly until my junior year of college.
I agree. Yeah, it's something you work for. Then when you find it, it's something that you don't try to find again, but it can be hard.
Or you might not even know you did it.
Yeah.
And you're just like, will I ever learn?
Yeah. And then, I found that, like, how it kind of, like, affects your own life, too, as an actor. Like, I find my shows, I kind of find myself in real life kind of feeling certain ways about things. Like, I have, like, positive and negative. So, like, positive, when I did Spelling Bee, I was a 7-year-old or a 6-year-old, and I just play around all the time and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like I carried that with me for a very long time, where, like, in class, I'd be told, like, find your womanness, stop acting like a child. I'm like, I don't know how to...
Oh, you mean, like, you carry it all... Oh, yeah.
I feel like a lot... I mean, like, I'm very young and playful and stuff, but I think I carried a lot of playing Logan into just what I was doing in real life, and so then, like, Connie would be like, stop doing, like, children stuff, try to find what it means to be a woman. I'm like, I don't know what that means. I fought that for so long, and then I've still been trying to find it, but now I'm just sitting into who I am.
Well, that's part of letting the character go, too.
Yes.
I remember I did this show called Antigona Furiosa, which is the story of Antigone, but it's the underlying, story of, oh my god, I talk about it all the time. Like, the missing, children. And, sorry, Dan Esquivel, if you're listening, for the love of God, I talk about this show all the time, but I can't remember what that thing is called, or that event. But anyway, it's very raw emotionally. It's a ghost of Antigone, coming into this cafe to talk to these two men about, like, all the experiences she has, and she's basically stuck reliving it over and over and over again. And I remember after one rehearsal, it was so intense, and I just, like, laid there on the floor, like, silently crying.
Yeah.
And Dan was like, just let it go. However you need to let her go, just let her go. And I was like, yeah. I can't. She's stuck in here. Like, she has so much more to say. Like, it feels weird. It's like being possessed.
Very.
Or how I'd imagine being possessed is like, oh, geez.
Yeah. It's hard. Like, when I did the chorus for Oedipus.
Oh!
That was rough. That was, like, the thing is, like, for me, that was a mixture of, like, I think, like, the work carrying over, but also just the season changing as well, so I was just at a tough spot during that show, and I was like, man, I'm holding everything in. And then doing Mr. Burns. That one, I felt better about, like, there's so much happening.
Yeah. Well, you're in a post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah.
So that's a lot to carry.
There's so much, so much is happening. But yeah, learning how to, like, let go and step out of that, like, for me, I ended up doing, like, a day workshop of, like, this new rare acting technique that's called the, I think it's Alma technique. Something like that. I forgot. But, it's, where instead of emotionally distressing yourself, it's, like, it's going physically, like, working out from the outside inward. So, it's, like, changing, certain things on your face. Certain facial muscles, and, like, it's very specific, like, raising one eyebrow or, like, squinting your right eye a little bit and, like, having the eyebrow crease a little bit, and then, like, changing your rate of breath, and, like, that will get an emotional response from your body, and that's how you connect to it. But a part of that technique is learning how to step out and, like, come to a neutral plane, so there's, like, a physical practice that you do that helps you, like, shake out all of it, and so, like, that's something I've used a lot since learning it, and I do it even, like, every morning when I get out of bed, I'll do it just to reset if, like, I was holding anything while I was sleeping, and that helped a lot for Mr. Burns, just, like, so I'd be like, I feel this heaviness sitting in me, and I know it's not me, it's just part of what I'm carrying, and so then I'd just do that and, like, let it go.
I think it's important to say, too, like, letting go is different for each person, too, like,
yes.
Like, you were talking about earlier about, like, the carrying the fun, the playfulness into your life, and that's a different kind of letting go than something like with what you're saying with Oedipus or Burns, where it's heavy and you need to let go of it, like, now.
Yeah.
Like, there are different stages even to letting go of certain characters.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me, I did Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead junior year, and I was Guildenstern, and the way we handled it was, like, they were dead the whole time and didn't realize, and then at the end, they disappear, they're hung, they die for realsies, and I have severe death anxiety, and I was very stressed about this show because I was like, oh, God, trying to look at it as a healing process, but I remember one night, it was a really good dress run, and it gets to the end, and I, like, die, and then I hide under the stage usually, and I just hid under there and, like, cried and cried and cried and cried and cried. Because that, like, it was just so many emotions. And, like, he was just sitting so heavy in me. I had to, like, get it out right then and there. It was, like, it's awful. Like, sometimes it's awful. And necessary.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Jack used to play, he was in Columbinus.
Yeah.
And he said getting rid of that character was so essential because you're a killer. You're a murderer.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's real, man. Sometimes it just affects you too much.
Yeah. I think it's good to find, like, some routine or ritual to, like, let go. So, like, some people like to go on a run or do, like, a physical activity.
Meditating
helps. Something where, like, you know and your body knows how to differentiate between when you're acting
and when you're just not. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what mine usually was. I think just crying. I just get out and cry. Even if it was good, I just gotta cry it out. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think getting into character is really hard, too. Absolutely. I still struggle with it. I still don't know how I do it. I just want... Not that I'm saying, like, oh, it just happens naturally. No, like, it happens, and I don't know how, and that bothers me. Because then I'm like, what do I do? Yeah. How do I keep this up? How do I stay consistent?
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. I like... What I like about acting is that, like, we're... like, you figure it out along the way, kind of, where it's, like, mm-hmm. you keep... The more you do it, the more you're learning.
Yeah.
Like, I'm... starting to get used to letting go of a character without having to do physical stuff, because, mm-hmm. like, there's a certain feeling that you just kind of catch, which is, I just think it's just so cool, and, like, getting into a character, I'm, like, starting mm-hmm. to learn what it feels like in me to be that person of, like, how it feels for me to sit into that character and stuff.
Yeah. I think it's different, too, not just between... like, each human being on how mm-hmm. they get into a character.
Yeah.
But even between each character that you encounter, yes. it's different how you'll get to them.
Yeah.
Which is so frustrating.
Yeah, there's no one way. You gotta... it's different for each one.
I was gonna say, like, I can distinctly remember, like, just slipping into one, because it was like, oh, this is easy. And the other one, it's like, we gotta think about this. And,
true.
And there's, like, a million methods that I've tried, like, writing down their whole life story, mm-hmm. or doing, like, a movement exploration. I did that once. Like, it's just, like, ugh. And then you feel like, I'm not doing enough to get into the character, and then you're pressuring yourself, and oh my god. And then you're comparing yourself. I used to compare myself to other people in the dressing room. I'd be like, oh, they're already ready to go, and I'm not. What the fuck? Like...
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's so difficult.
It is.
I don't know. Which is
fun. Yeah. I haven't found that, like, the way I work.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, how I memorize things.
I just.
For the script is different every show. Mm-hmm. Like, I just have a different process of whatever works best, I guess, in the moment.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
It's true. I feel like. Like, when I would play, like, singular characters, like Guildenstern,
mm-hmm.
it would take forever, but, like, breaking the script up, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then I was in The Illusion, and I played three different characters, mm-hmm. and it was, like, I had broken it up by character, and then everything, then there was, like, rhyming every now and then. God, that's so weird. Yeah, your process will change every single time.
Yeah.
Which is, like, great, but also, like, so stressful.
Yeah.
That's what acting is. It's very human. It's very non-consistent.
Yeah. That's what I like. That's what I like. I think that's why I do acting, is just because I'm so curious about humans and, like, human nature. And so I guess that's why I like to act, because I get to explore that and figure out more about myself mm-hmm. and other people.
And it's almost a safe way to do that. Like, you can have other experiences without leaving the comfort of your own skin and your own situation.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know? Like, mm-hmm. oh, God.
I think that also, so that makes me think of, like, there are techniques and stuff, like, a lot of physical techniques,
mm-hmm.
where you're working outwards to the inwards, is that, there's always a caveat of, like, making sure you're safe, and not going too far, that'll affect you personally.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because that distinguishes the line of when you're, that you're acting and that you're a real human.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I think that's interesting, because I know I experienced that over the summer doing the Grotowski workshop. We were doing something physical, and it was like you're physicalizing your biggest fear or something like that. And then for me, it got so deep, and then, like, my instructor would be like, don't stay present, not, like, falling back into whatever's going to affect me mentally as a human, and, like, stay present, and, like, knowing that this is an exercise and stuff, which is interesting. And that's important too when you're exploring techniques, especially in heavy shows. Like, it's important to still be mindful of your own self-care and personal health, because that comes first.
Yeah,
always.
I agree.
Your work's still gonna be good even if you're not connected with the show outside of the show.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's just a weird type of self-care that I really didn't think I was going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
But then once I got into, like, school and started learning how to act and stuff, and I was like, wow, this is a lot more than you even think.
Yeah, I think self-care is very important, especially for mm-hmm. for artists.
Because you're literally embodying an experience you've never actually had.
Yeah.
But you are having it. But mm-hmm. then it's hard, because then, like, I don't want to say, like, your memories get fuddled even. But then, like, you have an emotional memory of that experience. Yes. It never actually happened to you, mm-hmm. but you know, like, because then Absolutely. It's weird, because then somebody's like, I went through this, you're like, oh, I know what that's like. And they're like, oh, really? And you're like, yeah. Well, no, but, like, I do. Like, yeah, it's yeah. weird.
Yeah, it's like, I watched my whole family get murdered. Mr. Burns, that was a blast.
Oh, my God.
I had a sword fight an evil villain. Classic.
That's the fun part about acting, though, again. Yeah. It's like, you get those emotional experiences. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it's fun to, like, watch other actors do it. Like, yeah. when I saw The Great and Terrible Wizard of Oz at yes. the House Theater in Chicago, and it was amazing and life-changing for me. And, like, just even watching, oh my God, who was it? The freaking Tin Man in that show. Like, he was just so, like, affected.
Yeah.
It was so good. I loved every second of it.
That was such a good show.
Yeah, it's good. It's just cool to see. Because then you know when actors are, like, really, like,
yeah.
in it.
Uh-huh.
Because you've, like, I recognize that I've been there, too.
Yeah.
In that moment, that is.
Absolutely. But, like, being in it. Yeah. That's cool. Like, and I think also, like, taking that even to film. Because in theater, like, you're living out the life mm-hmm. span of the play. Whereas in film, you're doing different shots and stuff.
Yeah.
And at least what I've learned from taking one on-camera class is that, like, you're pulling emotional memories and stuff from your own life to apply it to this other character and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is just very interesting.
Well, I feel like how film is so, it's kind of difficult. Like, we were both in Awake.
Yeah.
And, I love doing it, and it made me understand the process of film. Like, you're not always doing things in chronological order. Yeah. You're not always doing things on, like, the same day, so you might, like, film one day, and then they're doing other stuff, and then you come back the other day, mm-hmm. and you have to redraw from what you experienced earlier, like,
yeah.
it's, and then you see it all come together, and you're like, oh, like, it just made me understand, like, as an actor in, like, film or movies, or that is what a film is, film and TV, how important it is to stay consistent with your storyline, at least.
Yeah.
Because of how it's made,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting.
Yeah.
You must have to, like, really work on being able to, like, pick up and then lose that character so quick.
Yeah.
You can't just stay in it the whole time.
No, yeah. And I think, yeah, like, having, like, that emotional awareness and
mm-hmm.
knowledge.
Yeah.
Of, like, how to bring that up and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you're shooting a scene where you have to bawl your eyes out.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds impossible to me.
I know.
But people do it, and that's incredible. Yeah, that's a lot of, like, opening yourself up and being vulnerable,
which can take forever, but
yeah.
you have to, I mean, I guess a really good professional actor can just do it in a second.
Yeah,
but that's why we're newbies.
Yeah, that's why it's every yeah you learn more and more and more.
We'll get there.
Always a student.
Oh man, I'm just thinking about emotional memory now.
I know.
Because then I'm always like, I've been through so much. But, like, not really. But it's, like, feels like it.
I'm thinking of when we took our movement class together and we did those movement explorations.
Uh-huh.
And there was, like, a straight week where, in my mind, like, we were in the same class and we'd interact with each other. Uh-huh. And when the exploration ended, for, like, a straight week, who you were to me would always die. For me, and I'd end the class.
Oh, that's
crying,
right!
Like, multiple times. I was like, yes. Damn it, you died again!
Why? I was always the one dying.
It's funny. But
why?
Like, yeah, it's just a crazy. It's crazy how that, like, doing those movement explorations opens up those channels to,
yeah.
like, feel and experience that kind of stuff.
That, yeah, it was weird. Mm-hmm. I would always find myself dying, or I would feel very, like, animal like. Like, I feel
yeah.
like I always had to be low to the floor and, like, defensive.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah. Movement classes are amazing. If you haven't taken one, you should absolutely take one.
Yeah.
They're so nuts. But you should really make sure, like, you're ready for it.
Yeah. Just having an openness to play mm-hmm. and allow whatever comes.
Yeah. Trust is important in that class, too.
Yeah, having a good environment.
Now, you don't have to have it with everybody, but, like, at least with a couple good people.
Yeah, because that it builds, too.
Exactly, yeah. Wait.
I'm excited. Acting's so cool.
Acting is really cool. And that just makes me, like, a so happy too when people will point something at, like, not actors will be like, wow, that actor was so good, or wow, that was really awesome what they did, or did you notice that? I'm like, yeah, they're just being humans. It's cool. But awesome. Not themselves.
Yeah.
As humans.
It's crazy. Somebody else.
Yeah. So cool.
Ugh.
Wow. That's awesome. E. I would just say, don't pressure yourself to figure out your process, because it's going to change.
Oh, yeah. There's not going to be an answer.
Yeah, there's...
If you're looking
for
one,
anything,
go away. It's not here.
Don't come to us for comfort. Just come for us for realism, okay?
We only have truth here.
Oh, my God. There's no answer. Ay, ay, ay. I don't know. Is there anything else you want to say about that? Or is it another Take What You Can episode?
It could be a Take What You Can. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it's hard. It's such an abstract thing to talk about.
Absolutely. Because everyone experiences it differently.
Yeah.
I guess what I found fascinating is watching other people in a show and watching, like, them through their rehearsal process and stuff, how they take on whatever their show is. And, like, sometimes I'll see it incorporated in their reality.
I think it's interesting, too. Like, I feel like there's, like, a stigma around, like, don't bother this actor, they're working in their process or whatever, but it's like, I like talking to the other actors because we're all experiencing it differently.
Yeah,
like, what I loved about The Illusion is, like, if you haven't read The Illusion, read it, because it's just so fun.
It's outrageous.
It's so great, but it's so complex. And so I was always, but we would do this thing. Let's just jump back in.
Okay, we're back. My yoga teacher called me to fill in for a class today.
Love it. Oh, gosh. What was I saying then? Oh, I can't remember what my point was, but the end of that story was basically that we would all sit together and talk. Yes. Oh, talking to other actors about the process.
Yes.
Because then everybody's experiencing it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be nice, it was always nice to sit with everybody and be like, well, I'm interpreting this this way. And they'd be like, well, I'm interpreting it that way. And you're like, what? And then it clues you into how their characters are.
Absolutely.
Because you're just basing their characters off of your script, but they're basing their characters off of some, like, whatever they're feeling. So it's cool to get into their headspace, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't bother anyone, but, like...
I'm always intrigued on, like, what's going on with everyone else. Like, for Oedipus, because we're an ensemble... For the chorus, like, we all had our own stories, and for a while we were just interacting, but, like, and you make relationships with everyone else, but it's, like, they're their own person, so I'm, like, we were, like, we want to know what each person is so that we can make, like, actual relationships and distinguish it instead of, like, picking our own, and it's different for each person, so, like, we got together for, like, a dinner, and we each talked about our character, and then form, like, deeper relationships because we knew what was going on with everyone.
Yeah.
Which was, I appreciated that. It's nice to know what's going on in everyone's head.
I agree. Yes. Oh, man. You'll figure it out, though, guys.
Yeah.
It's hard. You'll get there.
It's fun. Yeah, I think it's just so... I want to talk more to, like, people about what their process is.
Me too.
Like, there's just so many cool things I see, and I'm like, I want to know, like, what that was like doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, actor. Oh, the actor's life.
That's what I was thinking of when I saw RJ was in Evil Dead, the musical.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, he has this fight with his hand, because his hand gets possessed. And so, it's like, as an actor, like, this is, like, it's your own body, it's your hand that you have control over, but as a character, like, you don't have control over your hand.
Yeah.
So you have to control it in a way that you don't have control over it. I just want to know what that was like mentally. To deal with that.
Jeez Louise.
And, like, just taking on different characters and types and stuff like
Jim
that.
Jim Carrey would have been my ideal to talk to about this, to be honest.
Yeah, did you ever watch the... I forgot what it was called. Is Andy...
Oh, that documentary on Netflix?
Yes.
No, I haven't, but want to.
You should watch it. Yeah. It's insane. It kind of makes me, like, iffy, because that's... That's what people call method acting. That's
he's like an extreme.
It's crazy.
But he also has such cool, I don't know.
Yeah. It's weird. Because that's the kind of thing that, like, makes me, I think, as an actor, I think it's a struggle to balance you as a human,
uh-huh,
and then the characters you're taking on.
Yeah.
And so when people go to extremes, it makes me, like, nervous, because I'm like, who are you as a person?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no consistency, because if you're always acting and taking on a different character, who are you to the core, because you're doing...
Mm-hmm.
You're pretending to be these other people.
I think it's also important to note, like, there's a difference between learning something about yourself from the character.
Mm, yeah.
And carrying something from the character, if it makes sense. Like,
yes.
From the Guildenstern thing, like, I don't carry him with me, but I, like, learn how I deal with things from that experience.
Yes.
Or, like, I learn parts of my...
Yeah.
Like, I explore parts of myself I don't normally explore.
Yeah.
So, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like... it's just tricky. You just have to be careful,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, there's, like, different paths.
Enter the labyrinth with caution.
Oh, true. Very true. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like listening to people talk about, like...
Their process.
Because, like, some people come from a place of, like... Like, what's interesting is that, and, like, we talk about this a lot in our on-camera class, is that, you see the scene in front of you, and, like, these are the circumstances, and this person takes it, but you don't know what the actor is doing in their head. They could be experiencing something else that's drawing out that emotional thing that has nothing to do with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember for my final dress rehearsal for Mr. Burns, that day I got broken up with, or, like, this guy ended things with me. And so I'm on stage bawling my eyes out at the end of the show, and it... Like, I was still in character with the circumstances of, like, my family just died, I'm fucking alone. But there was a deeper connection to me as a human of, I just got broken up with, I'm fucking alone.
Well,
and then
loss,
there was, like,
yeah,
a cool, yeah, it was a cool, like, parallel. And I went, oh, that's really cool. And, like, it's just interesting how that, just, like, the different emotional connections you can make in different circumstances.
Yeah, and I think that the interesting part, too, of, like, where somebody else's emotional response is coming from is so foreign to you, because you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where the greatest acting scenes come from, that conflict of those emotions, you know?
Absolutely, and just the...
So living them.
Yeah, being open and vulnerable to experience it and trust that it's going to be relatable for someone for different reasons, too.
Yeah, because you're being a character, but, like, also just do what a human would do, you know? If somebody's, like, coming at you with this response and you're like, what the fuck is this? Like, use those lines and that character to just live. Like, it's, I don't know, it's tough. That's what I'm saying. It's so abstract. It's so hard to fucking talk about.
Yeah.
Don't you understand what I'm saying?
That's also, like, people that are, like, just funny actors that find... weird ways of speaking. That's what I've been picking up on recently. Because, like, when you read a script, for me, I read it. Like, I'm like, oh, I'll go find her. Or, like, you find, like, the emotional thing
later
behind it.
Yeah.
But, like, there are people, like, Camille does this. Like, there are people in the show that I saw, Truth About Santa, where, like, they're saying things so differently and how, like, unexpected, which makes it better, and, like, it's how it's supposed to happen.
Okay. No, like, I know I do.
Like, one character, our friend Eric, he plays a drunk dude throughout the show. And so, and, like, in the script, it's just, like, you know, just words and normal sentences. But, like, he's saying, like, his intonations and inflections are going different ways as a drunk person would.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it so much better. Like, if someone else didn't carry that out, it wouldn't have been, like, funny, but he made it funny because of the choices he made, and I'm like, how do you find that? Because when I read, I'm like, oh, man. Like, yeah, it's just so cool to just see people, and, like, just that having that freedom to explore.
Well, that's also really cool, is acting, you'll always be exploring.
Yeah.
And always, that's the most exciting part to me. Like, there's always something new to find.
Yeah, there's no finish line.
It's a great career in that you can't, it's not like I can only go so far and then I've got everything I want out of it. Like, you will never hit that point. Like, there's so much to explore.
That's why I'm, like, fascinated by, like, Meryl Streep. Like,
I
of course
know.
She's fascinating, but, like, she does, like, big important roles. But then she's also done, like, what was that one? It was that movie where, like, she plays this mom who's a rock star and she has a terrible relationship with her daughter because she's the one that's, like, not mature. it's, I forgot what it was called. It came out a few years ago. But, like, Meryl Streep plays, like, it's, like, and it wasn't, like, a phenomenal movie. I didn't see it. But, like, it's just, like, one of those, like, comedy conflict movies. And I'm, like, what? Like, she's exploring all the time, doing just random crazy things.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
That's so cool.
Ugh, I love it. Love it.
So fun. Just fun to play and be.
Yeah. Jesus.
So exciting.
All right, should we pick a next topic?
Yeah, next topic. Well, next week you're not going to be here.
Oh, that's right!
So we have a
I'm going to Mexico! Bye!
Yeah, so we got a special secret guest coming on next
week. It'll be so great. I don't know, you guys figure it out then.
Yeah.
Bye!
I think she has an idea of what she wants to talk about, so.
Oh, we know it's a she.
Dropping hints.
So exciting. Wow. I'm so mad I'm not going to be here for that episode, but it's going to be okay. It'll be so fun.
Yeah.
All right, then I guess we'll just check out.
Let's check out.
How do we find a good thing that happened to us in this extremely long week?
It's a really hard week.
Oh, God. This is hard.
Yeah, I think of something like that went... I know, that was exciting.
The only one I can think of is that I'm finally starting to feel better on my pills.
Yes.
That's the only one I have.
That's good. Oh, I guess mine would be because we're moving into our apartment and I'll have a home, I can take Lucy, my guinea pig, with me. So
Lucy and
I'll be able to see her because right now I only see her on the weekends. And now I'll be able to see her like every day.
Yay.
So I'm excited about that.
Baby Lucy.
She's so beautiful. She thrives in this weather. As soon as fall and like winter came, I was like, you're gonna thrive in this. I know it.
She's like, this is what I was made for.
Yes.
All right, well, I won't see you guys next week.
I will.
Oh, man. All right, well, just keep on keeping on, everyone.
Yeah. And if you have responses to this,
yeah, tell us. Podcast. Ooh, tell us your process.
Yeah, or like a specific show, then like your like.
We want to know. Things.
Yeah, I'm so intrigued by it. Let's converse.
Yeah, please. For the love of God, help me. All right, do what makes your heart sore.
Do what makes your heart sore.
Bye.
Bye.